whenever we face out of control situations, things that are beyond our control, we always tend to go to one of two extremes. Some of you choose one and some of you choose the other. Some of you, when the more out of control your life gets, the harder you try to control it. The more controlling you become. In fact, the more insecure you feel, the more controlling you will become.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called The Prayer of Surrender.
Probably the most difficult type of stress is the stress that you have no control over. You know, if there's something that's stressing you out that you can change it, well, that's a lot easier to handle because you know you can change it if you need to. But some things in life you just can't change. And you can't eliminate that stress, and you can't ignore that stress, and you can't change that stress. Let me give you three examples. You might write these down. The first is uncontrollable circumstances. That's a kind of unchangeable stress where you feel helpless because the situation is out of your control. It could be as simple and as mundane as being stuck in traffic or, a delayed plane flight, something like that. It could be more serious, like the economy and being laid off work, which you would have no control over. Or it could be deeply painful and intense, like a terminal disease or a special needs child or the loss of a loved one, something that you can't do anything about. That causes stress in your life, uncontrollable circumstances. A second thing that falls in this category I call uncooperative people. And uncooperative people are people who are in your life that they just don't get with the program. You know, they're the crazy makers. No matter how nice you are to them, they're still cranky. They're still mean. They're ungrateful. Do you have any, for instance, elderly relatives who are unpleasable? You know, don't look at them. Just, you know, and no matter what you do, it's just not good enough. And they're cranky, and they're the crazy makers of life. And it causes stress in your life when you can't do anything about it. They're not going to change, and you just have to kind of go along with it. A third form of this is unexplainable pain. Unexplainable pain. Now, I know that when we have pain that we know why we're having it, or we know the cause of it, or we see a purpose behind it, you can handle it a whole lot better than this kind of pain. Unexplainable pain is pain that doesn't make sense. You see no rhyme or reason to it. You see no good purpose in it. And it's the kind of pain where you're always asking, why me, why this, why now? These kind of things happen in life that you have no control over. The uncontrollable circumstances, the uncooperative people, and the unexplainable pain. And in this kind of stress, that there's nothing you can really do about it, you're just going to have to live with it. The only solution is surrender. You have to surrender to God in that situation. The only solution to serenity is to surrender. And serenity comes through surrender. Now that leads us to the second phrase of the Lord's Prayer in this series on connecting with God. And it's Matthew 6:10. Let's read it together. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, this is what I call the prayer of surrender. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, most people have no idea really what this means or how much benefit it brings to your life. What in the world first is God's kingdom? Well, let me tell you what it's not. It's not a political entity. God's kingdom is not political. It's not national. It's not governmental. What it is it's eternal and it's universal. It has nothing to do with government. We're not trying to set up a theocracy. In fact, I'm totally opposed to that. That's not what God wants. The Bible says this on the screen. Jesus said in John 18, my kingdom is not of this world. So we're not trying to set up God's kingdom as a physical, spiritual, or political or institutional entity on the earth. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. His plan is much bigger than the world. We said history is his story. The second thing is this verse up here on the screen. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. What does that mean? It means the kingdom of God is not something you just talk about. It's not just conceptual. It's not just confessional. It's not just creedal. It's not just something you sit around and debate and discuss and dialogue. It's something you do. The kingdom of God, it says, is not just a matter of talk, but of power. That means it's transformational. It's something that changes your life. It's not just some head knowledge. It's not something you go to seminary and study. It's not the words that matter. It's the work of God that matters. It is God's work in the world. And, the problem is a lot of Christians, all they have is words. And they sit around and they discuss doctrine and they discuss the Bible and they discuss, the application of the Bible, but they never do anything about it. The kingdom of God is not words.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
The kingdom of God is not something you just talk about. It's not just conceptual. It's not just confessional. It's not just creedal. It's not just something you sit around and debate and discuss and dialogue. It's something you do. The kingdom of God, it says, is not just a matter of talk, but of power. That means it's transformational. It's something that changes your life. It's not just some head knowledge. It's not something you go to seminary and study. It's not the words that matter. It's the work of God that matters. It is God's work in the world. And, the problem is a lot of Christians, all they have is words. And they sit around and they discuss doctrine, and they discuss the Bible, and they discuss the application of the Bible, but they never do anything about it. The kingdom of God is not words, the Bible says. It's power. It's transformational. It's experiential. And here's the third thing the kingdom's not. Here on the screen, Romans 14 says, the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink. In other words, it's not material, but it's living right with God and a life of peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's spiritual and it's relational. Notice the kingdom of God is spiritual, living right with God, and it's relational, living a life of joy and peace. In other words, it's all about connecting. So that's what the kingdom of God is. Where is the kingdom of God? Well, the kingdom of God is wherever Jesus is king. If he's king in your heart, then the kingdom of God is within you. If he's king in heaven, then the kingdom of God is in heaven. If he's king here on the earth, as one day when he comes back, then the kingdom of God is on earth. In fact, the Bible says all three of those things. The Bible says the kingdom of God is in heaven. The Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible says the kingdom of God is on earth. It's wherever Jesus is king. It's wherever the rule and reign is. In fact, this phrase, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, the second phrase explains the first. It's redundant. To say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is the same thing. You might write this down. The kingdom of God is wherever God's will is done. Wherever God's will is done, the kingdom is there. If God's will is done in your family, then the kingdom of God's in your family. If God's will is done in your church, then the kingdom of God is in your church. If God's will is done in your career, in your work, then the kingdom of God is in your office. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done is the same thing. And so when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why do we pray that? Because God's will is not done on earth most of the time. A lot of times you hear something bad happening, you say, well, it must be God's will. No, it's not. God's will is not evil. God's will is not sinfulness. God's will is not people making bad decisions. No, that's my will. God's will is not always done on this earth. That's why we're to pray this. It's why we're to pray, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because in heaven, God's will is done perfectly. But on earth, it's rarely done. On earth as it is in heaven. Now, this phrase, to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is to pray what I call the prayer of surrender. It says, God, you're in charge. And what's unchangeable in my life, those uncontrollable circumstances and uncooperative people and unexplained pain, I'm going to give that to you. What does it mean to pray the prayer of surrender? Well, it means that you make four stress-busting choices. Now, if you've got uncontrollable circumstances in your life, and if you've got some uncooperative people in your life who just won't change, and if you've got some unexplainable pain, you need to learn the prayer of surrender. Surrender is the only solution for serenity. What does it mean to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in my life and in my world? What does that mean? It means four things. Number one, surrendering to Jesus means letting go of control. Letting go of control. Now, every day you get up in the morning, you have to decide who's going to be in control of your life, you or God. And every day it's a battle because there are things in your life you don't want to give up control on. You want to control. And there are verses in the Bible you'd like to ignore because they don't fit your style or they're not very comfortable or very popular. And you want to make your own rules. And you say, well, you know, I know, quote, God wants me to be happy. And so you want to be your own God. But stress relief always starts with letting God be God. It always starts with saying, okay, God, I'm giving up control because you can control the things that are out of control in my life. Now, the Bible says this. Psalm 46:10. It's a very famous verse. Let go and know that I am God. I rule the nations. I rule the earth. God says, I'm in control, so you need to let go and know that I am God. Now, most of you know this verse as be still and know that I am God. The word be still, or that phrase, in the Hebrew literally means let go, calm down, relax, lighten up. That's what it literally means. It means to let go. Now, I don't know what you're going to face this next week. You don't either. But I already can tell you what God wants you to do. Let go and know. Let go and know. Let go and know. God says this is the first step to serenity in your life no matter what happens. You got to let go and know. Let go of control and know that I'm in control. That's the starting point. Let go of trying to figure it all out yourself and know that I can figure it all out. Let it go. You see, whenever we face out of control situations, things that are beyond our control, we always tend to go to one of two extremes. Some of you choose one and some of you choose the other. Some of you, when the more out of control your life gets, the harder you try to control it. The more controlling you become. In fact, the more insecure you feel, the more controlling you will become. The more frightened, the more worried, the more insecure you are, the more controlling the person you become. Secure people don't have to control situations. They relax. But when you feel stressed, when you feel pressured, when you feel worried, when you feel inadequate, then you double up your effort and you actually become more controlling. And you say, I will make this thing happen. I will make this marriage work. I will make this job work. And you redouble your effort. And you're not at peace at all. You're just tied tighter and tighter and tighter in a knot in your stomach. That's one extreme. The other extreme, some of you do the exact opposite. You just give up and you go into despair and you start to have a pity party. When everything's out of control in your life, you pull into your shell and turn on the TV and break out the chocolate bonbons. And you have a pity party and invite yourself to it. Everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. I'm going to go eat worms. And you become Mary Martyr. And some of you are very good at that role. You've perfected the role of Mary Martyr. And you've become a victim. And you do what I call swallow and wallow. You swallow all of your pain and then you wallow in it. And you are miserable. Both of those reactions to stress are foolish. They don't work. Instead of swallow and wallow, instead of be a victim, or instead of become hyper-controlling and try to control everybody else when you can't even control your own life, instead you need to pray the prayer of surrender. Now the truth is, we don't like the word surrender. Because when we think of surrender, we think waving a white flag. I forfeit, I lose, I submit. But that's the very thing you need to do because it's out of your control. You see, the number one reason you're under stress is because you're in conflict with God. You're trying to do things that only God can do. You're trying to control things only God can control. You can't control your husband, your kids, or your wife, or your job, or your future, or your past, or any of that stuff. And the more you do it, you're trying to play God. And that puts you in opposition to God. And you're fighting with God. And in any conflict with God, you're going to lose. And not only are you going to lose, you're going to be tired, you're going to be wiped out, you're going to be fatigued, you're going to be emotionally drained. You need to pray the Lord's Prayer, the prayer of surrender. Now, a lot of people pray the Serenity Prayer, which is really based off of this. But millions of people pray the Serenity Prayer. But most people have never read the entire prayer. They only know the first three parts. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that has been put on plaques and walls and bumper stickers all over the world. But that's not the whole prayer. Most people don't know that there are 8 more lines to the prayer.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I really enjoy getting letters from you, and I'd like to thank each of you who've taken the time to write me. Your letters and your emails really do encourage me. In fact, let me just read one from a listener that I can share with you. It says this: Dear Pastor Rick, I'm a suburban public school teacher who works in a district with a great socioeconomic and ethnic divide. I love the diversity of my student population, but at the same time, these high school students arrive with all kinds of religious and moral values, which of course impacts their relationships with others. Daily Hope always gives me the compass I need to guide my day. I like how your messages encourage respecting cultural differences while maintaining the truth. I think it's important to foster relationships with others in the name of Jesus. Pastor Rick, I listen to Daily Hope on my 35-minute drive to work, and although I can't mention God or Jesus in school, students are allowed to initiate that discussion with me. So I'm refreshed and equipped daily because of your messages. Thanks for the broadcast. I look forward to it every day. Sincerely, Amy. Well, thanks for writing, Amy. Keep up the good work with your students, and I'm glad that Daily Hope is encouraging and equipping you in the calling that God has called you to do. And I want you to know I'm going to be praying for you because you wrote to me. To the rest of you, I just want to say Jesus is able to reach every person because he came to save all people. Jesus came for every tribe and every nation and every culture on earth. In fact, the Bible says in Revelation 7:9 that one day in heaven, that every tribe, every nation, every people, and every ethnic group will be clothed in robes, standing before the throne of God, praising God in that day. That's why it's so important to share this good news with not just our kind of people, but with every kind of people. One of the most powerful things you can do to fulfill the Great Commission is to share your story. And I'd like to hear it. You can either write to me or you can actually call it in. You can call 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 and ask for the testimony line, where you can record a short message for our staff. It will encourage them, it will encourage me, and it'll bless you in sharing what God has done in your life. And we'll share some of these testimonies on the air from time to time so that other people can be encouraged too. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.